Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Big's going on here coming up the weekend in Andover, 58 years of Greater Andover Days. With us this morning, tell us about it, is Megan Shapaugh. Good morning, Megan.
How are you guys?
How are you today?
Good.
Okay.
Doing good.
So everything kicks off, the festivities for Greater Andover Days kick off when? Friday? Tell us about it.
Yes. So they kick off tomorrow already with the Three Dog Night concert coming up. That you have to have a separate ticket for, but then Greater Andover Days officially kicks off on Saturday. We'll have the parade, the concert, fireworks, Jeep night, car show, kids activities, and then more on Sunday.
Okay, so are there tickets still available for Three Dog Night?
There are, yes. You can go to selectaseat.com for tickets.
I actually saw them in the Cotillion several years back, and it was a great concert.
Oh, fun. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right, so again, how long have you been involved with this?
I have been with the city of Andover for just over 3 years.
Okay.
So Beth Green, our event coordinator, is actually the one in charge of Greater Andover Days.
A lot of planning goes into it, I'll bet.
A lot of planning, yes. No one has any idea until you do it and live through it. It's a lot.
And live through it. Okay, so again, did you have to have a ticket or a button like we do for the River Festival in Wichita?
Yeah. So we do encourage buttons. They're not required, but we encourage them just because a portion of the proceeds go back to help Wichita's Littlest Heroes and then help supplement the festival overall. So they're just $3 per person, so pretty affordable.
All right. Again, for more information, where do we go?
Yep, you can go to andoverks.gov/GAD.
Megan, thanks for being...
This is the 58th annual. Are there any new events that are coming online this year?
We have a few new things like mini golf, some petting zoos, goat yoga, regular yoga, STEM activities, geocaching, and a lot of things for kids.
Wait a minute. Goat yoga?
Goat yoga. That's correct.
Now how does that work?
Well, I think the goats just kind of prowl around and hang out with the kids and the adults, whoever is doing the yoga. So they might jump on your back. Who knows?
So the goat doesn't actually do the yoga then, huh?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, show up and find out.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Sounds like a lot of fun. It all starts tomorrow in Andover. You guys have a good time. Yeah, and we talk about one of the fastest growing cities in the state. I think... Are you the fastest growing of over 10,000, or is that somebody I have to think about?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe we are the fastest growing in Butler County over 10,000,
okay,
yes.
Okay, there you go. Well, thanks for being with us, and best of luck to you tomorrow. And
thank you so much. Hope to see you there.
Megan Shapaugh. She is with the Andover City of Andover.
Yeah, Friday through Sunday, 58th annual.
Greater Andover Days.
Now, there was one year where they asked me to be the MC for the... watermelon eating contest and the hot dog eating contest.
Really?
At Greater Andover Days. I was never asked back.
Oh, really?
So my one appearance must not have been satisfactory.
So you did that.
Yes, I did.
But you didn't get asked. Oh, wow. There he goes. Someone must have been disappointed.
So there's probably somebody better than me at it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be somebody at Andover.
They even did a t-shirt. I've still got that t-shirt of me. the t-shirt with me on the front. It's for the hot dog eating contest.
Well, who knows?
MC, yeah.
Well, they need to have you back to MC the goat yoga.
Well,
goat yoga.
Yep. Mm.
All right. Sounds like fun. Seven. Are there going to be a goat at the Wichita ICT thing?
We'll find out.
It could be. It could be a goat down there. 7:41 now. The 25th day of September. We had a partly cloudy day yesterday. Across south central Kansas, cloudy in the morning, 79 degrees for a high, normal high 80. And Wichita's precipitation, according to the National Weather Service this morning, now stands at 35.58 inches, 35 and a half inches for the year. And that's a little over 7 inches above normal
above
for this
normal,
time.
Yep.
Interesting after what seems like several years of drought around here. On this date in 1973, multiple families of tornadoes, among them one violent F4 and three strong F3s, roared from around Lindsberg, Kansas, through Salina, to 7 miles northeast of Beatrice, Nebraska. And the combined length of all the tornado tracks, around 150 miles. The tornadoes caused around $6 million in damage, killed one person, injured 46. Towns that were particularly hard hit were Salina, Bennington, New Cambria, Lynn, and Niles, and that was in 1973.
Pretty strong tornadoes for September.
Yeah. On this date, 99 years ago, 1926, Henry Ford established the 8-hour-a-day, 5-day work week.
That changed everything.
Yep. And, yeah, that was 99 years ago. Got birthdays today. A couple of the Hollywood people, an interesting couple, I think. They're married, but they have the same birthday.
Okay.
But not the same birthday.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 56 today.
Yes.
And her husband, Michael Douglas, is 81.
Whoa!
So there's a little difference in their ages.
A little bit, but they share a birthday.
Share a birthday.
You know, and a wedding date.
Only have to buy one cake. So that's nice. Gives them a little break.
Yeah, he may be down to just cake at this
point. I'm sure they've probably got enough money, though.
Right? Yeah, I would think that's not a problem. It's not an issue in their household.
U.S. Park Police said Wednesday they'd removed statues from the National Mall that depicted President Donald Trump and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein holding hands and skipping. Apparently, these statues just appear there overnight. The artwork's entitled Best Friends Forever, installed near the Capitol Tuesday morning sometime, quickly became a tourist attraction. And, quote, in honor of Friendship Month, we celebrate the longstanding bond between President Donald J. Trump and his closest friend Jeffrey Epstein. That's what the plaque said between the two statues. And Park Service got in there and removed it pretty quick. Obviously going to annoy some people. And others will find it quite amusing, I'm sure.
Apparently the crack security staff at the Capitol didn't realize this was going on.
Somebody was putting up an unauthorized statue.
Doesn't give you a lot of confidence.
Well, we can slip in there with a Steve and Ted statue, you know, and just leave it in there. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. What else is going on? We're talking, let's see. I'm just looking at my notes real quick here. How about that escalator apparently malfunctioning on the president and first lady? You know, escalators, they can be hazardous. In fact, when my kids were little, if you were barefoot, you didn't get on an escalator.
Oh, gosh.
For one thing.
No way.
Because there's ways that nasty things can happen.
Do that.
Not, you know, it's not the worst. It's not the worst to have to walk up. There are certain things that can happen to you that are pretty nasty. So anyway, they apparently were never in any danger or anything, just inconvenienced for a little bit. So that's good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
716, escalators. Do you remember the first escalator you ride?
Heck no.
Mine had to be at the old Sears store down on George Washington.
Yeah.
That's the first big store I was ever in as a kid. Didn't they have escalators? I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did.
They were up to like three floors. So.
And the first escalator in the state of Kansas was Macy's downtown.
Downtown?
The old Ennis building, yeah.
Been on those before, many times.
I believe that was the first escalator in the state.
Yeah. All right, it's 7:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for us to take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll go to Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals finishing up the last week of the season on the West Coast. First stop, Los Angeles. Matchup with last place Angels. The Royals opened up the series with a nice win on Tuesday. What happened last night? Well, sadly, the Royals ended up with more errors than hits. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Royals lose tonight. They lose to the Angels by a final score of 3-2. And as a result, the Royals are back to 500, now 79-79, with four games left to play. And the Royals will need to go at least 3-1 over their final four games to ensure a record above 500 in 2025. Now, tonight's game, unfortunately, boils down simply to defense. The decisive run that the Angels scored came in the fourth inning when they scored an unearned run against Stephen Kolek and the Royals, and it was Stephen Kolek's own throwing error that wound up doing him in.
Ouch. All right. Angels win it 3-2, so whoever wins tonight's game will take the series. The Royals visiting the Angels one last time for the season. 8:30 tonight, late night with the Royals. Coverage begins over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.